Repairing the damage to the rail network in the southwest of England could run into the spring. Huge containers filled with concrete and rocks at the broken track at Dawlish and Devon are little more than a temporary patch-up. Empty tracks for miles and miles means that no one is going anywhere fast.
It typically takes two and three-quarter hours, 3 hours. It's probably going to take about 5 hours.
I'm going to go bus to Bristol Parkway, train to Reading, then change again for Guildford at Reading.
How long do you think that will take?
No idea. No idea.
At Exeter, where thousands connect each day, buses are the new trains, and they are moving thousands of passengers. It means hours are added to daily journeys. Hugh Blackstaff travels regularly between the southwest and London, a journey made more difficult now.
With the weather being the way that it's been, it's just going to continue to be a huge problem.
So what will you do if you... because you need to do this journey regularly. What are you going to do?
I'm just going to have to grin and bear it. I just suck it up and deal with whatever it throws, and hopefully that I'll get down here eventually, even if it means at 1 a.m. I mean, it's important.
Any passengers wanting to head south of here will have to get on a bus like this or do it under their own steam. Anyone who wants to go off to London will have to get on board and divert to Bristol. This will become a way of life for thousands of commuters for the foreseeable future at least. Network Rail say they're doing all they can to fix the broken tracks to get the trains running again, but admit that more storms may bring more misery.
It's not just the flooding, it's the groundwater. The water table, not just where you see floods, but Hampshire, Sussex, Surrey, all the way around through Kent and elsewhere, is the highest it's ever been for some time. So a lot of our embankments, a lot of our track is very heavily waterlogged at the moment.
The bad weather has put lives on hold for those in the eye of this storm, but its effects are being felt far and wide now as transport links here feel the strain. Nick Martin, Sky News, Exeter.